Welcome to Voices in Between, the podcast with international voices on education and diversity. This is Christoph Knoblauch meeting educational experts and discussing perspectives in between ideas of true and false. Hello everybody, this is Christoph Knoblauch speaking. Welcome to another episode for our podcast dealing with diversity and education. I'm in Berlin today and we're going to focus on religious diversity in education, religious diversity in schools. And I have a very special guest, Dr. Götze, who works at the Evangelische Kirche, the Protestant Church of Germany, and he's dealing with interreligious dialogue in Berlin as a city, but also in Berlin schools. Dr. Götze, in how far can religious diversity, in how far is religious diversity something that affects schools, that can be seen in schools? And are there any ways, any concepts or projects Berlin schools are dealing with in order to face religious diversity?
First of all, welcome in Berlin.
And thank you very much.
We should go around and have a trip around the schools, what they're doing. For example, we have Protestant schools in Berlin. And for them, it's very important to have religion classes or religion lessons in class, that the people get a knowledge about the other religions. This is special for Berlin, because usually you get no information about religion in a Berlin class. Mm-hmm. Because in the state context, it is not, it's only as a voluntary lesson. You can choose it after your regular school plan is over. So only a few pupils use really religion lessons. So in the Protestant schools, there's a part of it,
which is very different to most other counties in Germany.
This
is
right.
For Indian students, because in most counties of Germany, religious education is compulsory to all students, and it's a vocational religious education, which means you're either going to a Protestant or a Muslim or a Catholic religious education.
Yeah, here in Berlin, they think we are neutral school and religion is only a personal thing and has no space in a public school or institution.
Yeah.
But because of this is the question how to deal with the diversity in school, which is not only cultural but also religious. So one project is they call it Philosophical School Week for the 8th class and also for the 11th class, for 1 week to collect all the pupils of one grade to be together and to learn about religion at all, with one main issue. For example, what does love mean in Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity, and so on. And people and from the different religion come to this week and have lessons, workshops, and so on with the pupils. This is one chance to give an impulse and make it attractive to deal with religion questions, with a task, for example, what's about love, what's about sexuality, how you deal with my minorities and so on. And the other thing is, in a lot of schools in Berlin, not so much in Brandenburg, but in Berlin, you have a diversity in midst the school class, because you find, for example, in the class of my daughter, in the 12th class, you have 11 pupils from 11 different backgrounds, from different migration backgrounds, with 6 different religion beliefs. So in the daily life, they are together. What is the main thing is that we adults think the Muslim is thinking this and that, or the Christians are thinking this and that. This is not the main question of the pupils. She's asking whether this guy is little bit normal or not. It's a boy sometimes a little bit crazy for girls and so on. But she's not othering this boy he's doing this because he's a Muslim. Never. But the adults, they more do this. Right. So because of the diversity they have in mitzvah school, it's normal, and so they are not othering the others in religion terms. I think this is a very important thing, but if you ask, what do you think about Muslims, and you ask pupils in such a school, you will have a different answer than the adults or elderly people, especially in Brandenburg, where you don't find any Muslims. The prejudices and the stereotypes are much higher, and there's really, really a big gap between the young generation and the elder generation. And so they are learning to see the human being as a human being. And of course, he's maybe a soccer player and he's also religious or not. So, but it's not the only image one is getting from the other.
This is an experience that actually fosters the contact hypothesis by Alport, which says the more contact a group of people has, the less stereotyping they are. So if Christian and Jewish and Buddhist and Muslim students are together in the same class, because of the contact, they don't stereotype that much according to the religion, but more looking at the single individual. However, this happens only if a certain context is established, if the school actively deals with this religious diversity. How can you see schools dealing with this?
There's also a problem, just to add one thing, is if one group is too huge in a class, then it's very difficult because you have a difference between majority and minority.
Exactly. Yeah.
And of course we have problems of anti-Semitic prejudices amidst pupils with migration background. They are really othering Jews, but they are looking for a new school and going maybe to a Jewish gymnasium.
Right.
And they leave the public schools. Yeah. So this is also a problem we face. And the same with Christians. Are you a Christian? What are you doing? They're all in Brandenburg, mainly they're agnostic or atheistic. They do not have any feeling of what does it mean to be religious.
Yeah.
And then one is saying, oh, I'm a Christian and I'm going to church on Sunday. Yeah, so there's a kind of mobbing is possible. And it's happening, both. And so how to work with this? This is very difficult if you don't have religious lessons in school. So you can only invite from outside people, teachers, who hopefully are open to this and give a chance to know each other. This could be that a teacher of history maybe say, okay, we are now going to mosque and to a synagogue or to a church, just to know what is amidst our democratic world, like this, not in a kind of religion question, but more in an historical or in how to deal in a society as Germany is. So, but this does not really help at least in my opinion, because religion question is in mind of a pupil and they need answers. So, and this is really a big lack we are facing in Berlin. So it's to build bridges to religion groups in mid schools is a difficult task. In a primary school, it's a positive example now, is that one school is visiting an other Islamic primary school we have in Berlin, and they make together a feast. We were invited to Ramadan, looking for what does it mean. And the others from Islamic school were invited to Advent. Right. What does it mean, Advent and Christmas time and so on. And second project I had was a theater project, because in some schools, of course, there are religion classes, as I mentioned, smaller ones, but they are still there. And also in some schools, also classes for Muslim, other Islamic religion teachers. And both together in one school in Spandau, they had the idea to make a theater workshop. And so the Christian class was preparing something, and the Muslim class was preparing something. They came together, prepared something together, and made one theater project out of this. This was a great thing, because we are not only presenting this at school, but also in church and at the mosque. So we had five or six times they presented this theater project, and they were really proud what we did. And of course, Christians and Muslims learned a lot of each other, and the parents came, okay, because of their children working there. So this was a really nice project in a school which had Islamic and Christian lessons.
All right. So religious diversity, challenges, options, problems in schools, connected to the question of how can religious education maybe deal with it. Thank you very much, Dr. Götze. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for listening. Looking forward to meet you back on Voices in Between.